A lot of people are packing those suitcases and getting ready for those spring break trips. And joining us is Michelle Reinen, our consumer protection advocate from DACAP. And Michelle, what are things people should do before they leave on spring break?
Well, one of the most important things you can do before you leave is verify your arrangements. Before that trip begins, call the businesses where you've done reservations and confirm that your reservation exists, in that it entered into the system, especially if you've used any type of third-party booking platform. And then when you get there, or even ahead of time, ask about any mandatory resort fees. These could be those extra charges that are added onto your room for different amenities, maybe even the pool or other offerings that they have, spa services that you may not use while you're there. So be sure you understand what your full cost will be for lodging, so you don't have any surprises and frustrations at the end of the day. And we talk about this all the time with consumer protection. Put details in writing. Get confirmations via email or whatever form in writing, and be sure that you take copies of those with you, even if they're electronic copies, so you have the information to refer to at the time of payment.
And then what about taking things with you when you're going on a trip?
Yeah, clean out your wallet. Remove those unnecessary cards and documents in case you lose that wallet or it is stolen from you. You don't want your Social Security card in there, and you're not going to need it when you're on vacation because you won't be applying for a job or any other type situation. So get that out of there. And then keep that credit card in the wallet, because we encourage you to use credit cards to pay for items while you are on vacation, because you will get that additional federal protection should something not result as it is represented, and you will be able to dispute those charges.
Finally, a lot of people use things like Airbnb and other online rental properties. Are you getting a lot of complaints about that?
We do get complaints about those private rental properties that are booked online marketplaces, and sometimes those platforms are Airbnb and Vrbo. So be cautious of scammers who post that appealing ad, but realize that it could be a fake listing just to entice those vacationers that are out there. Verify that the actual location address exists by using Google Maps and see that it's not a parking lot someplace with an impersonated photo, and just do all the confirmation of details by Googling that address again and the phone number, and look for duplicate listings on multiple platforms just so you're confident that when you arrive, it'll be as presented to you in the ad.
And in case you think maybe you're being taken advantage of, how do we reach you?
You can call the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128 or go to our website at datcp.wi.gov.